We're joined now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, with Newton Girls Wrestling Coach Chad Jarvis. And Chad, thanks for talking with us again this weekend.
Yes, no problem. I appreciate it.
At this point in time, it's been a lot of practice, not a lot of actual meets at this point. But first off, how's the girls progressing?
Well, we had our first meet. I think we did real well. As weird as it sounds, I kind of liked the 2 weeks right after that first meet because we got to work on a few things. Obviously, if we had a few more meets, we could have saw a little bit more. But having that time to refocus on some things that we really need to get at, hopefully we'll see this week that those things paid off. But just kind of going over things and reviewing it and just repeating it and just creating some muscle memory for those girls so that we can have some success. And we have a tournament today that I'm real excited about, and hopefully we do well and our girls reach their potential, because we have a lot of girls who could do real good this year.
Yeah, we mentioned before, the first time we talked, three girls at the state tournament last year, Kylie Adams, Stella Couples, and Ashlyn Van Monen. I assume they did well for you when you placed second up at Sigourney.
Yeah. Well, actually, one of them didn't wrestle, and then the other two did, though. The other two got second. The other two had some real good girls in their brackets, too. There was some pretty decent competition there. Stella had wrestled a girl who was state champ last year, and I think, I don't know for sure, but she wrestled in the boys' state tournament the year before. I think she was a blood round girl, so she had wrestled with the boys and almost placed. So gotcha. real solid girl she was. So,
how are those eight first-year wrestlers you told me about last time we talked progressing?
Well, we haven't had a whole lot of matches, but after our first meet that we talked about, we had a couple of those girls that came out and did really well. We had one of our first-year girls is Johanna. She had done some judo and stuff before. She ended up going 2-3 and getting third. Or, excuse me, 2-1 and getting third. And then we also had another standout, Olivia Conley. She also went 2-1 and she got third. So those are two of those first-year girls who came in and had winning records the first time they've ever wrestled, which is very impressive.
Yeah, it is. Just right out of the gate to be able to do that. Yeah. So that shows some pretty good promise, I would think.
Yes, yes. And I thought they would be pretty good, but it's always different when you get out there and how do you respond to somebody, you know, getting in your face and grabbing you. Practice is different than a match. So you got to get those matches in to see what's going to happen.
Again, we're talking with Newton Head Girls Wrestling Coach Chad Jarvis. And Chad, talk a little bit more about that first meet and how some of those younger wrestlers of yours did.
Grace Guy, she's wrestled with us for a few years. I think she's about to make a pretty big gain this year. She went 1-4, but she wrestled some tough matches, came a long ways. Kamaya Lepley, she's our 155 pounder. She wrestled last year. She went 1-2, but wrestled two tough girls. I think she's going to do good for us this year. And then we got Juliana and Rosa, this their first year. So I think they're going to be good, but like, they just got to get that confidence.
Takes a little time and a little experience.
And some people get it, and some people start off well and some people just need a little more confidence. Those two are going to do well at the end of the year. We just got to get them a couple wins. You know, sometimes just getting some fish sticks in there and getting a couple wins just helps their confidence, because they could have probably won one or two of those matches the other night. But it's just, if a girl's wrestled a little bit before, that's just a pretty big advantage.
Yeah.
Izzy did real well. She got first. That was kind of, I don't want to say it was a surprise, but she wrestled really, really well. Beat some pretty good girls.
That Izzy Talley?
Yeah, Izzy Talley. This was her first year with us, but she did wrestle middle school for 2 years. So, Ashlyn, returning state qualifier. She went 2-1. Lost to a real good girl. Johanna, she was the other first-year girl. Went 2-1, got third place.
Well, it's good, too, to have those returning state, you know, qualifiers to kind of lead the way and show them how it's done. Those freshman. Yeah.
And just, you know, how to prepare for your match, warm up for it. Just all those things, just having those girls doing those things makes it a little easier for the other girls.
Talk about the tournament today. Who all you got coming in and what's the competition going to be like?
So this weekend, we have Ballard, Carlisle, Central Decatur, Indianola, Knoxville, Martinsville, St. Mary's, Oskaloosa, Ottumwa, Pella, Pleasantville, South Tama, and Wayne.
That's quite a list.
Yeah, I think that's 13. But yeah, it'll be a good tournament. I think they're planning on going with 16 man brackets, so should be a full day of wrestling for those girls.
Yeah. So as you move forward here, just kind of what things are you working on? I know we talked before, you got a wide variety of experience and that you're coaching here. So kind of your general approach here as you get ready for this big tournament.
I would say that the general approach is just being able to score And in high school, that's a lot of shots, teaching a good front headlock. I mean, just kind of hitting each phase. You know, we want to hit the takedowns. We got to get takedowns. We got to be able to score on our feet, whether that's the takedown or front headlock. On the mat, we've taught a couple turns now. So you give girls about 3 or 4 turns and then how to get out from on bottom. All those things are real basic, and you can always get better at those things anyway. So whether you're a 4-time state qualifier or your first day, you know, we can tweak up those things and make a pretty big difference with even the girls who have wrestled for a long time. So just going over those basics again is good for them regardless. And then I always feel like when you get to be a little bit older, you have a little more experience, when you have to start explaining it to some of your teammates, I actually believe that some of those girls just get something out of that too, because they have to think about, what am I doing when I do a stand-up? Or what am I doing when I do a half Nelson? Because it's real simple to just do it because you've been doing it for so many years. But when you got to break it down and explain it to somebody, then I feel like you start to get a little better at yourself. I've noticed that just as a coach. I do that myself. I'm like, how do I do that? And then I got to think through it and then teach it. So I think those girls get a little bit of that also.
Well, best of luck on the meet today. We wish you and the girls the best of success, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Yes. Looking forward to hearing from you, too. I'll have good news for you.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. Joining us on the Hy-Vee Coach's Corner, the Newton Girls Wrestling Coach, Chad Jarvis.